Russia opened a new war in Ukraine today, a new front in the war in Ukraine, by shutting off natural gas supplies to NATO members Poland and Bulgaria after both nations refused to pay in rubles. The move has put NATO allies on edge, and it came on the same day that Russia, in a prisoner swap, agreed to release American former Marine Trevor Reed, whom U.S. officials say has been wrongly detained since 2019. Let's bring in Philip Breedlove, former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. He is chair of the Frontier Europe Initiative at the Middle East Institute. General Breedlove joins us on Skype. Hello.
Good to talk to you, Jane.
This dramatic news that Putin is shutting off natural gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. As a military strategist, what is the significance of that?
I think that Mr. Putin is reaching for more tools. Clearly, he was dealt a strategic defeat in the north and has had to reset his priorities and his approach to Ukraine. Now his approach in the east is off and running, and I believe that already it is not producing at the rate he wants it to produce. So he's reaching in his back for more tools, much like the strike on the rail bridge in southern Ukraine yesterday as well. These are new types of attacks with new approaches.
Well, with that in mind, let's take a step back. You have said, General, that what Putin wants in and around Ukraine is, quote, weapons out, NATO back, and no America. Does that mean it would be acceptable to Putin to not capture any new territory in the Donbass or even neighboring Moldova at this point? How do you see Putin's territorial ambition at this point in the war?
Well, clearly, his ambition in the south was stated by one of his generals just the other day, and that is that they want to reconsolidate all of the Donetsk and Luhansk oblasts. Before this time, they only held about half of them. And then he stated they wanted to finish the land bridge past Crimea, taking Odessa and all the way to the west, ostensibly to link up with the slice of Moldova that is occupied by Russia. So he has expansive desires now. And in my opinion, this is all about reestablishing his overall goal of overthrowing the government in Kyiv.
So you really believe the objective here is Kyiv, General?
Well, not so much taking Kyiv, it's the government, deposing the Zelensky government and putting his puppet government in so that he can get back to what he would see as business as usual running Ukraine.
This weekend, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said, "We want to see Russia weakened so it would never carry out another invasion elsewhere like it did in Ukraine." Is that a shift in tone and strategy for the United States?
We're now talking about Ukraine winning the war against Russia. This was a word that the current administration was not using heretofore. And now we are starting to talk about enabling Ukraine to win. And so I think important there now is that we've agreed that we're going to try to step up the game of the entire world to supplying Ukraine. I think we need to talk about the right weapons to the right place at the right time.
And what are those weapons to the right place at the right time?
The nations are actually delivering good weapon supplies to Poland and to Romania. But the movement forward and the incorporation in, that's the real trouble right now. I'm afraid that we will not get the appropriate amount and type of weapons to the front to affect the next several weeks of this war unless we change the way we do it.
And how should we do it?
The entire Russian army now is east of the Dnieper River. Why would NATO, why would the West, why would the EU not now move into Western Ukraine and help the forward movement of this supply with a humanitarian assistance supply forward point, and then begin to help the Ukrainians move the right equipment to the right place at the right time?
You know, you say this, General, and it sounds like a proxy war, which Russia is accusing NATO of. Is it? How is it not a proxy war at this point?
Well, Mr. Putin has already determined it is, so why would we be worried about doing something more to add to his already foregone conclusion? I would not be deterred That is what Mr. Putin wants. He has deterred us from entering the war physically. He has completely deterred us, and that's what military people don't want. You want to deter your enemy and retain freedom of your action. We're exactly opposite of that in this war.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned that the threat of nuclear conflict should not be underestimated. Is that saber-rattling, General? Is that credible?
Well, first of all, Mr. Putin and Mr. Gerasimov and his senior generals have been writing for years about how nuclear weapons are a logical extension of the conventional battlefield. We are afraid of them using nuclear weapons, and therefore we are almost completely deterred. So Mr. Lavrov, yes, this does need to be listened to. But Mr. Lavrov is one of the main instruments of the Russian disinformation campaign.
But at this point, you see this war dragging on for months, even years?
No, I do not. A lot of people are saying that. First of all, Mr. Putin's military, it has a lot of military equipment yet to bring to the fight. But they're having a very hard time manning their military. Cossacks now on the battlefield. Chechens have been there for some time. Syrians, etc. So Mr. Putin is having a hard time getting the forces. And remember that he has conscripts in Ukraine, which is against the Russian law. And when those conscripts don't go home, and thousands and thousands and thousands of them will never go home, this is going to be a tough message for him to take care of in his own home country.
Philip Breedlove is former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO and chair of the Frontier Europe Initiative at the Middle East Institute. General, thank you very much.
Thank you. Good to talk to you, Jane.